There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, Alex, you, let me get this right now, you're just back from the UK after a few years and you're having problems, and since you got back from the UK, you're homeless. Would that be it? Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. Peter, what it is, I'm back in the last four weeks, and I find it difficult to get accommodation, you know?
Hmm. You were over in London for how long?
I was living in London for 7 years. Since I got back, I went into the council, trying to get my payment up and running, and the council says I need an address. So, like, how do I get an address, like, when I'm homeless, you know what I mean?
What kind of payment are you trying to get?
I'm trying to get ordinary payment, like everybody else, you know?
Do you mean, you're trying to get social welfare?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I went into the, I asked the Simon community.
Yeah.
I went off to the Vincennes, and all these people said I need an address. How do I get an address when I'm actually homeless?
Yeah.
And I went into the council. They're supposed to bring me back there the last 3-4 days. They still never bring me back, you know?
Yeah. You're trying to get a dole payment, I take it?
No, I'm trying to get accommodation, you know what I mean?
Right, okay. What are you doing for money?
And there's your friends and family kind of helping out now, small, but they're kind of getting sick of it, like, you know?
I know. And where are you staying at the moment?
I'm staying here and there now, you know what I mean? Like, I kind of live rough there sometimes, you know what I mean?
I see. And it's because you've no address. How could you have an address when you've been in the UK?
You know, how can I have an address? Like, they want me to put, they said the only way to do is I get an address if I sign my name on the council. But sure, when I go to the council, then they look for an address, you know what I mean? How do I get an address?
Have they suggested to you how you might get an address?
They're telling me to go to the Simon community. When I go over there, they're telling me, look, I have to go back to the council and put my name on the council. And when I go back to the council, then they send me the same thing. I have no address, you know what I mean? So I can't win.
I do. And do you have friends and family? Do you have anyone who might offer you the use of it?
I have friends and family, but they're kind of getting sick of me at the moment, you know?
Oh, I know. But could one of them offer you... use that address if it gets you started.
Nah, PJ. No one's going to give me the address. I've asked around a few people and looked at them and they're not willing to give it, like, you know?
Really? Not even as a postal address, like?
No, nothing, PJ.
Okay. So what are you going to do, so?
I don't really know, you know?
Mm.
It's kind of tough, like, you know?
Yes. You might end up having to head back over.
No, but see, that's what I'm trying to say. I had a job over there, and I'm not losing my job, so I have no biz over in that country anymore. I got sick of it afterwards, you know what I mean, PJ?
I do.
You know, like my family's back here, you know what I mean? But they're not willing to leave me use that address.
That's a pity. Where were you living in the UK? Had you a flat?
I was living in London.
And had you a flat?
I had a flat, yeah.
Yeah.
I was working the business side over there.
I see.
It was like I was staying in a share accommodation, you know?
I know. And when you go into the council, say, and you say, look, here's my problem, I don't have an address.
But I've actually been there again this morning, you know what I mean?
And what do they say?
Like, every time I go to the council, they say, you need an address.
Yeah.
I said, how can I get an address? I said, when I don't have any address, you know what I mean?
And what do they say to that?
Like, they tell me to go to the Simon community, over to the Vincennes. I went over there. And then they'll say, look, you can't put me in unless I put my name on the council. And when I go back over to the council, they say, I need an address.
It's falling into place for me, Alex. So the councillor is saying to you, look, if you want an address, go get an address, say, care of the Simon. And then you go to the Simon say to you, well, you need to go and get yourself registered over at the council, but you can't register at the council because you don't have an address in the first place.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Now I'm a small bit thick here, Alex. Now it's falling into place.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like, what did I do? You know what I mean? I'm going off to the Vince and the Simon. They say I have to be on the council list. That's my main priority, you know? And when I go over there, then they're saying I need an address. I have no address, you know?
If you had an address, we wouldn't be having that conversation.
And listen, I need to have an address to get my medical card, you know, my passport and my license and all this, and I can't do it, like, because I have no address.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know what's going to happen. I was over in the council out there Friday, and I was in the council yesterday, and I was in again this morning, and I'm still waiting on a phone call for someone in the council, and they still haven't written me, you know?
Yeah. I know that people have come back before from not just the UK and other parts of the world and found themselves in a situation like this. Maybe someone has been through it and come out the other side and might be able to help us.
I hope to God you're right, PJ. Because to be fair, I could do with a bit of help at the moment.
And have you spoken to any public representatives, TDs or councillors?
No. I don't know much about these people, you know what I mean?
Maybe one of them could assist you with getting you started, because you're definitely caught there.
PJ, I can't win, because listen, you have to be on the council list unless you get into all these accommodations, you know what I mean?
I understand.
And if I have no address, where do I go?
Let's see if anybody has an answer to that question, Alex.
Thank you very much.
Good talking to you. Take care.
Thank you.
Cheers. He's in a bit of a bind, all right. Has anyone been in that situation and gotten out of it, or know where he might go or who he might talk to? The Simon can't accommodate him without being referred over there by the council. The council can't deal with him unless he has an address. But how can he get an address? It's
Cork's 96 FM.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.